Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to this program, Al Fiqhu ala al Madahib al Arba'a, Jurisprudence according to the Four Schools of Thought. Today's date is the 24th Jumad al Ukhra, 1443, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, 27th January 2022. We continue with our inheritance series, episode number 3. We have our Honorable Mufti Saab here. Mufti Saab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa ana Zaid Khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, continuing the question, the next question, the first question for today is, what is meant by the term Dhawil Furud?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we started the series 2 weeks ago, and today is the third part regarding the Islamic law of succession, the Islamic law of inheritance. So let me just recap. We all know that death takes place, and we all know that we all have to leave this world one day. Kullu nafsin dhaikatul maut. In these issues here, this is what we must take cognizance of. Number one, when the Muslima passes away, the first thing will be done, that all the amanat and all the things that do not belong to the mayyit, for example, somebody entrusted the person with gold or gold coins or jewelry or a watch or money or whatever else, so all that must be returned to the rightful owners. So that's your starting point. That's number one. Thereafter, remember, burial, funeral expenses, so all that must be paid from the estate of the deceased. We call that tariqa. The estate is called tariqa, with a kasra on the ra, so a zair on the ra, tariqa. So if somebody from the family, friends want to pay for it, so that's fine, for the hearse, for the grave, and so forth and so on. Then the next one, we must do it in this sequence, will be the death of the deceased. So death of the deceased, all the scholars agree, it refers to, remember, the personal debts, the corporate debts, business debts, all that must be paid immediately. The more we delay, remember, there's problems for the deceased also. That, remember, the deceased, the near quicker we wind up the estate, we pay the debts, all these type of things, so then the better for the deceased. Otherwise, the longer justice delayed is justice denied. Therefore, some people got this notion, no, you must wait 3 days or 40 days and then you must start doing all that fairy tales as far as Islam goes. Immediately, you must start doing all these things here. And some people want to give out already lillah on behalf of the deceased. They want to give out food or give out clothing or give out, you know, musallas or Quran Sharifs. So all that, if you drink from your personal money, that's fine. But from the estate, you can't do that. Because you must remember, ensure that the personal debts of the person is paid, the deceased, the corporate debts, business debts, all that must be paid. Till here, all the jurists agree, the Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanbalis, the Hanafis, everybody. Thereafter, the question comes about, what about Dainullah, the debts of Almighty Allah? Yeah, there is a difference of opinion among the jurists and the scholars. The Hanafis say that is not included in category 2, under Duyun and debts. So the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis say, whether the deceased person, he mentioned it or he didn't mention it, he made wasiyat or not, wasiyat means to bequeath, so automatically automatically it's already included in category 2. Daynullah ya haqqu wa awfa, hadith of Nabi alayhi salam, and in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, the debts of Almighty Allah are more deserving to be paid. So what do we mean by debts of Almighty Allah? For example, zakat, the 2.5%, for 4 years that person didn't pay, so 10% must be taken. Or for example, fitra, sadaqatul fitr, all that are compulsory. So all that amount will be taken from the estate of the deceased, whether he mentioned it or not. According to majority jurists and scholars, Shafi'is, Malikis and Ambalis, Hanafis say no. Hanafis say that will fall in the third category. So if the person made wasiyat of it, so wasiyat means that you bequeath, whether verbally in front of two witnesses or you wrote it down and so forth, so all that must be implemented. So for non-heirs, it can be a person, Muslim or non-Muslim, or it can be an organization and so forth, but the condition is it must not exceed 1/3 of the net estate. So let's take this Hanafi one. So the Hanafis will say, if the person said, you must pay my zakat, you must send someone to perform my fard hajj, and so forth and so on, all that will come under category 3. And according to Hanafis, if that person did not mention it, then it won't become, it will not be included in category 3. Then the heirs on their own should do that. Remember that, because they know that all these things were compulsory upon the father, upon the mother, or whoever passed away. So it will be highly virtuous, meritorious, desirable for them to do so. Then the fourth one comes of the shares of the heirs. So now we come to answer the question. So what is meant by Zawil Furuz? Furuz is the plural of Farz. Those heirs whose shares are designated in the Noble Quran. That meaning in Quran English we call them Quranic heirs. That their shares are already specified, prescribed, ordained by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So now somebody's mother passed away, somebody's father passed away, somebody's spouse passed away, so son passed away, daughter passed away. So where will you start? So you look for Quranic heirs first, normally. And then that is how you will go, and then you solve and wind up the estate, and you have to ensure that, remember, it must be done according to Sharia. Not what I feel and you feel, or if the testator, the person wrote a will that's against Islam. So people today, when that will is in their favor, they'll say, no, but the will stays there. Remember that type of world you must take and tear it up and finish and throw it away. It's not worth the paper on which is written, and you must make special dua for the deceased. Every Muslim must remember these two verses, Surah 4, Surah Nisa, verses 13-14. We do things properly according to what Islam teaches us. وَذَٰلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ, that is a supreme success. And this is to do with inheritance. And Surah 4, Surah Nisa, the women, verse 14, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, whosoever disobeys Almighty Allah and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودًا, and they go beyond the limits, they take more, they deceive, so they deprive somebody the heirs, or they disown somebody, and they usurp the rights of somebody else, يُدْخِلْ, another heir, يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا, Allah dispatches them to Jahannam and the hellfire for very, very long part time and period. وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ, this is for Muslims, eh? It's not for non-Muslims, this is for Muslims. وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ, and the punishment for that person will be, he will be humiliated, disgraced and so forth. So strong words, a great wa'id and warning from Almighty Allah. So now Zawil Furuz, as I explained, so you see husband, wife, their shares are mentioned. The daughter of the deceased, her share is mentioned. The parents, their share is mentioned. So they all fall under the category of Zawil Furuz. So in English, simple, we will say Quranic heirs. Then you'll go to the next step. When you finish, you call them Asaba, the residuaries. Then you'll go, when they finish, then you go to Zawil Arham, the uterine heirs and so forth. But that's all long chapters. So rather we start start with this one, yeah, because that is how things will then get winded up and you solve the problem with the Quranic ayahs, and that is how you start after the above are finished. The trust are given to the rightful owners, original owners, and the burial funeral expenses are paid, the debts are all sorted out, human the personal debts, the business debts, and according to Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's, Allah Ta'ala's debts also are included, but Hanafis say no. Hanafis confine it to debts of human being, Muslim or non-Muslim. And third, the wasiyah, that also must be implemented immediately. Justice delayed is justice denied. And then the fourth one will be the shares of the heirs.
Mufti Sahib, the next question is, if a husband passes away, what is the wife's share?
Remember that let's start with both of them, and then that will make it easy for everybody to understand. Now, what you need to do if you want to learn about inheritance and so forth, then you should know these verses by heart, or you should have your Quran Sharif open, and there I will be reading the Quranic verses to explain to you what Allah is saying. So we study now Surah 4, verse number 12. Surah 4, chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse number 12. So now if the wife passes away, we'll take that one first because that is mentioned in it. So if the wife passes away, walakum, for you, the husbands, nisfu ma taraka azwajukum, you will inherit half, 50%. Illam yakul lahunna walad, if that wife does not have any children. Take my example now. So I'm married, I got one wife, and the wife passes away, so I inherit 50%. So you must remember that the child we're talking about is not necessary must be from me. If the lady was married previously, her husband passed away or divorced or whatever Allah forbid, so remember, then the scenario will change. So people think that it must be from them. No. So if a child that comes, you must remember, so from a previous husband also. So will change the permutations and so forth. So anyway, straightforward is this. Husband share, if the wife passed away and no children, so at the time of death, then he, the husband, nis, half. Half means 50%. We clear on that there, so that's finished. Now what happens if she has a child or children? فَإِنْ كَانَ لَهُنَّ وَلَدٌ. Now you must understand the Quranic terminology. When the word walad is used in this text and context, walad means a yutlaku ala zukuri wal inath. You translate it as child. So it refers to male and female. So if that woman who passed away, she was survived by a son or a daughter or both, فَلَكُمُ الرُّبُعُ, then for you, remember the husband will be one quarter, 25%. So now by heart it, this is, you must by heart. So therefore, we make it easy for you. Wife passes away. Are there children or no children? No children, husband 50%. Wife passes away, there is a child or children, whether from this husband or previous husband. And then remember that this husband, yeah, now who's alive, so he will inherit a quarter, 25%. Finish. That's the share of husband. It'll be either 50% or either 25%. Finish. So you must remember this lifelong. That is not the man-made constitution, that you get amendments to the constitution, they change it. This can never change. No government, no mufti, no grand mufti, nobody can change. Anybody changes straight away is out of the fall of Islam, is murtad. Because faridatam min Allah, these shares are prescribed, ordained by Almighty Allah Himself. And that is clearly mentioned in Surah 4, verse 11. Inna Allah kana aliman hakima. So Maulana, you got it now? No children? Then how much the husband? 50%. And if there's a child or children that the wife left, so when the time of her death, from this husband or previous husband, then this current husband will inherit 25%. So finish, now husband is finished, right? So we put one side. Now turn it the other way around. So what's the other way around? So the husband passes away, isn't? So Quran says, وَلَهُنَّ الرُّبُؤُ. So for them will be a quarter. For the wife or wives. Because the man can have one wife. He can have two wives, three, four wives at one time. So all that can happen, husband obviously will be one. So for the wives, the plural, they will be one quarter, 25%. Mimma taraktum illam yakul lakum walad. So from what you left, remember, provided that there is no child, no children. So the wife, you must remember, she will, in an eye pass away, so my wife gets 25%. You see? So, and save these two wives, so it don't mean 25%, it means that 12.5%. Like that it means. So you need to understand that properly, you the wives. Where the husband, mashallah, he got barakat and so forth, that he passed away in mansa duat, zana mansa bruat. So now, in a case like that, the wife or wives, and there's no child, no children, nothing, this husband does not have any children from this wife or previous wife or anything, so these wives now who are there, so they will inherit one quarter, 25%. And remember, whether it's one wife, 25%. Two, three, four wives, that same 25%, they will distribute it among themselves. All right? So, and if you look at it, it is half of what the husband gets. Husband will get 50%. So, yeah, she will get 25%. Now, when the husband passes away, so Allah Ta'ala give you, Mawzaid, long life, inshallah, maybe with a century, we don't know. So, you must remember that. So, you pass away, and now you got wife, you one wife, and then, we don't know in the future, but now is one wife, I think, yeah. So, then you got children, so you must remember the wife will inherit 12.5%. See, Quran says, فَإِنْ كَانَ لَكُمْ وَلَكُمْ ladun falahunna thumunu, 1/8. So 1/8 is 12.5%. So what is the wife's share? Either 25% or either 12.5%. Are we clear? So by heart it now. So husband share 50% or 25%. And wife share, wife or wives, 25% or 12.5%. Now let us pause here. Today our people are bombarded. Today our people are so impressed, and you must remember, you're affected with the mass media. 90%, 80%, the overwhelming majority Muslims, everywhere in the world, Muslim country, Arab country, our countries, we're Muslim, a minority, whatever you want to call it. So in their mind and in their hearts, this is embedded. The West is the best and white is right. So that wife says that you mean that I got four or five children from this husband here. I'm married to him for 30, 40, 50 years and I'm only going to get 12.5%. You see. So now she was watching 007, you know, James Bond. She was watching Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, Tiger Hood, Shaitan Hood. So now all that thoughts go through her mind. For her to accept that becomes very difficult. So you must remember that. Now the failing comes from the husband. If you had done your ta'aleem and you taught your wife all these type of things there, so then she shouldn't object on this. But today you will find so many wives, because I deal with so many estates. So they will say, but you mean I served this man and I was loyal to him, and thus after 30, 40, 50 years, I only get 12.5%. So my standard answer to them, Ben, sister, Kala, that your husband from the time he got married till now, all what he spent on you, you conveniently forgetting all that, what you call selective amnesia, you see. And to the husbands, I'll tell them while they're alive that you must give your wife mahar. Not once, you must keep on giving her gifts and gifts and gifts. Technically, the mahar, the marital gift, is at the time of nikah. After that, we will not call it mahar, but it is your moral obligation, your akhlaqi farz. What we call akhlaqi farz, moral obligation that you should be giving your wife. Now you see, it's end of the month. month. So today is what? Now today is the 27th, right? So some people got paid today, some got yesterday, some will get paid tomorrow, the next day, by end of the week, everybody is paid, for example. So if you're a good husband, and a husband that is really thinking straight, from the time you got your wages, so take a certain, we don't specify, because every person's case is different. So take a certain son and go to your wife, oh honey, this is your money, you take it and so forth. And this money I'm speaking about is not that she must go buy groceries, she must go buy stuff for the children. No. This is Jeb Kharj. Jeb Kharj means it is your money, oh honey, oh darling, oh poppy, oh sweetheart, whatever, and you can do with it whatever you deem fit, and remember, as long as it's permissible. That's what we're talking about. You understand? So you must remember, you wives also, you want to complain after your husband passes away. But your husband, he gave you so many things, or he's supposed to give you so many things during your lifetime, so to ensure that you also will lead a pure, comfortable life if he has to predecease you and pass away before you. Are we clear with that now? So that is it. So you must explain this whole situation in such a manner that the Muslim, when people start objecting on the shares, do you know what it really means? You're objecting directly on Almighty Allah. So we can lose our iman, Allah forbid. So therefore, I emphasize these points here. We have to understand Islam from the true Muslim perspective, not from the Orientalist or Western or non-Muslim perspective. They shaitan, Quran says. So Quran is teaching us, udkhulu fi silmi kafa, enter into Islam in its totality and its entirety. So last time, now for today's lesson, our wife dies, no children. Children, husband 50%. Wife passes away, discharge children, husband 25%. And thereafter, turn the scenario around that the husband passes away and is a child, children, then remember wife 12.5%. And whether it's one wife, two wife, three wife, four wife, they all will share in the 12.5%. And remember, no children at all, like my case, so then the wife or wives will inherit 25%. So wife share will be either 25% or 12.5, and husband share will either be 50 or 25. So that's very straightforward, that and simple. So that is now one category of Zawil Furuz, Quranic age, we sorted out already.
Alhamdulillah, we return back to this program and we welcome our listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, back to this program, Al-Fiqh ala al-Madhaib al-Arba'a, with special focus today on the inheritance series, episode number 3. Mufti Saab, the next question: what is the share for a daughter and a son?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. So thus far we have discussed the spouses, the share of the husband and the share of the wife. Husband will be either 50% or 25%. So no children, 50%. And is a child or children, then 25% for the husband. And the other way around, husband passes away and there's no children, so the wife or wives inherit 25%. There is a child, children, then the wife or wives will inherit 12.5%. Now let us start with the daughter. So again, you must know these Quranic verses by heart, or you must look inside the noble Quran. Then only you will understand it. And you must try and memorize it by heart. It must be clear in your mind, because see, people, they pose questions. So same time you have to answer. You can't say, no, now go check up and this. By the time you check up, there'll be another one to make it already. You see, at the time, today estates are taking 5-10 years. So how many people pass away in that? So that's haram, that to do, to delay estates like that. The mayyit also gets the cliff. Remember that. So we need to be clear on all these issues here. So we are now discussing mirasul bint, mirasul banat, the share of the daughter or daughters and so forth. And remember, this is the unique feature of Islam. So you must remember that. Islam 1400 years ago plus already gave shares to daughters daughters and so forth. Just today's news, today. While I have breakfast, I listen to the news, the non-Muslim station. They say in Catalan, you know Catalan, Catalan is in Spain. They say that was the place they used to murder most of the women. They used to call them witches, and they used to say they involved in jadu and so forth. They used to burn them to death and all this type of thing. When? 5 centuries ago, 4 centuries ago, and all. So when you study the history of America, you study the history of Europe, you study the history of the West, you will find so many skeletons there that they try and just, you know, camouflage it, and they try and just polish over it. So all the things are coming out now. You must remember this kind. So Islam elevated the rank of daughters and women and so forth and so on. So let's start now. So I passed away, the father, right? And I left one wife, and you must remember I left one daughter. So what will be the share of the wife, Mawlana Zahid? How much the wife will get? How much? She will get 12.5%. Yeah. So you must know, right? You can't be doubting. So the wife must get 12.5%. You know, in Darul-Uloom I used to teach. Those days there, those inheritors, those were famous stuff. I used to walk around with a stick. That time you could hit, you know. So I used to give everyone one problem. And at the time I come back, they must solve the problem. And they got it wrong, then I give them one shot. Like, you see, they know that they must be right. And everybody got different problems, so they can't copy. You see, so like that. So that is how you will master it and learn it. So I gave you a question now. So I died and I left a wife. And I left a daughter, my own daughter, biological daughter. So what we will say for the wife? Wife will get 12.5%. Isn't it so?
Si.
All right. Now how much the daughter will get? One daughter. So we go to Quran, Surah 4, verse 11. وَإِنْ كَانَتْ وَاحِدَةً فَلَنِّسْ. So the daughter, biological, not adopted daughter, not stepdaughter, not foster daughter, your own biological daughter will inherit 50% half. So this is also sometimes that wife wonders, but me, I'm the wife. And this husband passed away, and I'm getting 12.5%, but the daughter is getting 50%. But I just gave you the answer now. Your husband, when you were married to him, 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, 60 years, whatever, so he was supposed to give you all the things during your lifetime. And you're supposed to be a lady who also has common sense, but we know common sense is no more so common. So you should be already saving and so forth, besides paying your zakat and whatever else. So therefore, on you, O wife, there is no expenditure. You don't have to spend on yourself. You don't have to spend on your children. You don't have to spend on your grandchildren. If you are doing all that, it is just the goodness of your heart. But Islam will never impose it upon you. You see? So that is why. And you are now going to the twilight of your life. You're going very near to death. Your daughter is now growing up. She's going to reach, you must remember, the what? The peak of her life and so forth. So all these factors are taken into consideration. So in one, so one daughter, 50%, right? So that's clear, finish. Now what happens if they more? So Quran answers in the same verse, Surah 4, verse 11. فَإِنْ كُنَّ نِسَاءً فَوْقَ اثْنَتَيْنْ فَلَهُنَّ ثُلُثَى مَا تَرَكْ. So if you know Arabic, then the translation literally will be, and if there are daughters more than two, focus nothing. But remember, ijma'an consensus here means that there are two or more. So one daughter, 50%. Two or more daughters, then there will be 2/3. You see? So that is how it will work. This is when there's no son, huh? Remember that. So the son doesn't feature, only daughters. So you got one daughter, 50%. You got two daughters, 2/3. Where I was born, Heidelberg, here in Transvaal, Gauteng. Subhanallah, one side I had neighbors, they had two daughters. The other side they had neighbors, all Muslims, and they had 5 daughters. None of them had brothers. So they used to all want to fight and play with me. So I used to play fools. I said, I don't want to play with children. See, so sometimes you play, we're all small and all these things there. So anyway, so it happens like that sometimes. That's what I want to show. So if you got one daughter, 50%. You got two or more daughters, then 2/3. Right? So that is now straightforward. Now what happens, that I passed away and I left a son and daughter. So now we're going to, you must remember, another perspective. And remember the usul, the principle I gave you last week. I'm jogging your memory. So you must remember these laws I gave you. Otherwise you will get lost straight away. What law I gave you last week? There are certain people and categories they must inherit in all cases. So number one, the parents of the deceased, father, mother, biological parents must inherit. The children of the deceased, son and daughter, biological, they must inherit. And remember the surviving spouse. Husband passes away, the wife must inherit. Wife passes away, husband must inherit. So five categories I gave you. Remember? So they must inherit. Parents, father, mother, children, son, daughter, and husband or wife, whoever is surviving. So we just say surviving spouse. Yes, Allah forbid that they are kuffar, non-Muslim, or they are murtad, they became apostate, or they the murderer, the person murdered his wife or husband or father, mother or son, daughter, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Then obviously they will not inherit. So that will be the exception to the rule. Right. So now we are going to another dimension. So I passed away and I left a wife and I left a son and I left a daughter. Now always remember this, make a note of this. Son, the Ibn, S-O-N, the biological son, is not a Quranic heir. The son is not a Quranic heir. Always remember that. People make all mix up sometimes. And the son, last week also I gave you this principle. There are two people, they are so powerful that when they are alive. So take this instance that I passed away and I was now survived by my wife, by my son, my daughter. And I got my own siblings, my brothers, my sisters. Mm. But because the son is there, the son will deprive all my brothers and all my sisters. You remember? I told you all that the son will deprive all siblings of the deceased. And this is across the board, 100%. So the another one, I told you, when you have the deceased, the mayyit, and the mayyit's biological father is alive. So he, that biological father, will deprive the siblings of the deceased. You remember? These are all last week. So you have to put all that into the picture. Now let's come now. So I passed away. So the burial, funeral expenses took place. The deaths of the deceased took place. By the way, I always tell my wife that the day I die and all that, I don't owe anybody anything. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. From long, I made this my policy in life that we must never get involved in debt, you know. So what we must do, that whatever we buy, we just buy cash. We can't afford it, just leave it. End of the story. So why must you go get into debt? See, just see this one hadith only I give you, or make it two. So first hadith, and I'm giving you the references. First hadith is mentioned in Sunan Nasai. One day, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam making dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al kufri wa dain. Now translation. Oh, beloved Allah, I seek your protection from kufr, blasphemy, and debts. Sahaba, the students, the companions, radiallahu anhu majma'in, were sitting. They were astonished. They were shocked. Hence they said, so wait the dayna bil kufri, ya Rasulullah. Apparently, superficially, it seems that you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are like almost equating debts with kufr. So what did Nabi alayhi salam say? Qala na'am. He said yes. The Master alayhi salam said yes. So what is the message? The message is this: there is no room, there is no place for capitalism, Ra'sumaliya in Arabic you call. So there is no place for Ra'sumaliya, for capitalism in Islam. Capitalism thrives on debt, that everybody must go into debt, and then you keep on paying interest. By the time the interest is, by the time you finish paying interest, the debt has become double, triple, compounded, and so forth. That is how capitalism works. That is how all these banks work. And remember, therefore, Islam says it's all haram. And similarly, that is no place for secularism, Almaniya. That where you say religion is a private issue you do in your house. So remember that you must build a godless society. So that is what they call a secular state and so forth. So in Islam, all this are condemned. Understand these things here. So number one is, so I passed away and I left my wife. So now she inherited 12.5%. Now I have one son and one daughter. So now the daughter can't claim half. The daughters, if they are, can't claim 2/3 because it's a son there. So the son is now, Quran is saying, Surah 4 verse 11, لِذَّكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ. For the son, there will be double that of the daughters of the female. So take the same example, wife 12.5%. Now the 87.5% that residue, that is the leftover, the balance. So there you will make 3 shares. Why 3 shares, Maulana? 1 share for the daughter and 2 shares for the son. You got it, Chief? So you must remember that. So now let's give examples. Now this is called tamreen. Let's play with 3-4 examples. Come, Maulana, we ask you 1-2 quickly. Maulana, somebody passed away and he left 1 daughter, 1 son. So how many shares we will make total?
3.
See, there you answered quick. So 2/3, 2 shares for the son and 1 share for the daughter. So what I used to do then, Dalum, I just walk around. I say, you work out 3-3, you work out 4-4, you work out 5-5. So if I tell you 3-3, so now give me the answer. So 3 sons, 3 daughters, so how much did you work out?
9.
Yes. Good. That's good. So 9. So because the sons, you double up, right? And the daughters, you keep them 1-1-1. So like that. So if I tell you 10-10, so how much did you work out?
20 shares.
How can we 20, Maulana? 30 shares.
30 shares.
You see, now they must take more. You see, you got distracted. You got laughing. So, you see, that's wrong now. So in inheritance, we can't make a mistake. Because once you make a mistake, then remember, there's big implications, consequences. So 10 sons, 10 daughters, so 30 shares. 20 for the sons. And 10 shares for the daughter. This you call tamreen. My beloved Ustad, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Saburni, now we can't say Hafizullah, is Rahimahullah, passed away. So I used to have a very good ta'alluq with him. Many times I was alone with him. I told him, Sheikh, your kitab, Mawaris, is a masterpiece. Very good. So much. But fihi nuksun, ya Sheikh. There is a little bit deficiency. So his eyes popped out. He said, what? What do you mean, David? I said, Sheikh, you didn't put enough practical examples. So when the student is learning, after every bab, you should have a chapter as tamreen, exercises for the student. You see what I'm doing now? So I'm training you up. So tomorrow, Hazrat Maulana Zaid Khan, Damat Barakatuhum, will be teaching inheritance. So now you know that you're sure of it. Are you following? So like that. So now you are the student and I'm teaching you that how you're going to solve the problem. You got it?
Sure.
Now these are all easy examples. So the first one will always be the boy and the second one will be the girl. So if I tell you 1-4, so what you will say? How many shares?
1-4, it means?
1 son and 4 daughters.
So we'll have...
How many shares? Total, you must give me.
11.
1 son and 4 daughters. So how many shares?
8 shares.
6 shares. One for the son, one son is 2 shares, and 4 daughters, 1, 1, 1, so 6 shares. You getting now? So if I tell you 9 sons and 1 daughter, then how it will work? You just double up the boys. So 9 double is what?
18.
And then? And 1 daughter. So how many shares total? 9, 1. 18 plus?
1.
So total?
19.
19. You getting the idea?
Si.
Yeah, you mustn't doubt. So you must remember this. So it's good this. Never mind we make mistake initially, but you will learn like this. Sometimes the students in class, they just make G, G, G like buzruks. When you ask them, they know, well, they're all mixed up. So I have to tell them, no, you're not confused, your fuses are blown. Understood? So you mustn't blow the fuses. You must. I must bring that Suleiman also here inside next week. So we're going to ask him also. So that Suleiman also must learn, because he got children also. So inshallah, then he can learn about this, the inheritance. So let's go again now. 1 daughter, how much? 50%. 2 or more daughters, 2/3. Right? And then son and daughter, sons and daughters, sons and a daughter, daughters and a son. So there will be ratio 2 to 1. So the first thing you must start, you must play on it on paper. Or nowadays, your people's all these gadgets. We still all old school, you know. So we take paper, paper and pen. Today, the children, you take out a pen, they start laughing at you. They tell you, hey, you come with a pen now. They busy with a tablet business, you know. So all these kind of things here. So whether it's your tablet or whatever, so you must do it on that. Say 8 sons, 4 daughters, 10 sons, 2 daughters, 10 sons, and then you must work out, work out, work out. Then you show. You said, is this right? So then you start slowly. All right? Then when you finish with that, then you bring in Zawj and Zawja. So Zawj and Zawja will be the wife or the husband. So whenever you have to work out miras, inheritance, so you start from them, from the husband or the wife. So, and you, the listener, when you pose the question, you pose it wrong also. You say, my mother passed away, and now the heirs are my father. So, it's not the father who's the heir, it's who's the heir now? The husband is the heir. For you is the father, but for the deceased is the what? The husband. You clear?
Sure.
So you must understand. So many times when people pose the question, they pose the question upside down. But now with experience, and we understand what they're talking about. You understand? With Allah's help and mercy. So in a case like that, so if your mother passed away, so you will say wife passed away and the husband is alive. And then there is a son and a daughter. Now come, we work it out. We go step by step. So we say wife passed away, right? So first thing will be what? Burial, funeral expenses, right?
Sure.
Second will be the debts of the deceased, business debt, personal debts. Third one, wasiya. And fourth one will be the shares of the heirs. Now come on, are you? That wife passed away, there's a son and there's a daughter. So now it means the heir will be husband. So in a case like that, what will be the husband's share? So the Quran taught us how much? Husband, you know, either is how many percent?
Husband will be 25%.
Perfect, perfect. You see, now you're used, getting used to it. So husband will be 25%. Right. Now, how much percent is left? 75%. So now it's very easy. If it's 75% left and there's one son and one daughter, so now what will happen to the 75%?
2 to 1 ratio.
Yeah, so work it out in percentage. So 25% to husband and 75% left. So how much will go to the son? How much will go to the daughter?
50% to the son, 25% right. To the daughter.
Perfect, 100%. You see? So now you're getting used to it. So like that it will be. Now turn it the other way around. How are you going to turn it the other way around? Yeah, we said that the wife passed away. The bichari wife say, always they're killing us. You understand? So now we turn it the other way around. So the husband passed away. What happened?
Husband passed away.
We take the same example. So the husband passed away, and then he left a wife was survived by the wife, one son, one daughter. Right. So what will happen in this case? This wife, how much she will inherit?
12.5%.
12.5%. Good. So what is the residue? That's the technical term. What is the balance that is there? Otherwise, you want to use the word residue. So 12.5% is gone to the deceased wife or wives. So how much is left now?
87.5%.
Perfect. 87.5 or 87.5%. So that 87.5%, we have to divide it by?
3.
3. Good. So now we divide it by 3. So 2 will go to the son and 1 will go to the daughter. You get it now?
Sure.
So now you have to play with all this. You call it permutations. This example, this example, this example. So now today's lesson, oh esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, you all have to start doing. And it's very easy. Just look in your family there. You got brothers, you got sisters, you got your father, mother. You tell them, come here. Let me work out your inheritance. They'll say, this guy is a real sharpshooter. You understood? He learned her 3 lessons. He already know how to work it out. You understood? So you say, see, that you pass away, for you, my brother, you pass away. So then your first thing will be burial, funeral expenses. Second will be the debts of the deceased, personal and all that, business debts. Third one, wasiya, for non-heirs. Fourth one, the shares of the heir. So this brother of you who passed away, he got a wife and he got 4 sons and he got 1 daughter. He got 4 sons. Come on, you write it down. Then we go step by step. So we have to build you up, you see. So this type of thing. Because tomorrow you have to start teaching. So now, I always, when I work it out, I write it in Arabic. You understood? So A, the Zawj is the Mayyid. Wa khallafa, and he left Zawjatan. And then he left Banin or Abna. And then he left Bintun. So he left like that. So we said he left a wife. And he left 4 sons. And he left 1 daughter. Right?
See.
I just, on top of my head, I'm just saying. So now we did all that. Now we come into the nitty gritty. We come in. So wife, what you will say? In this case, how much the wife will inherit?
12.5%.
Right. 100%. You mustn't have doubt. 100%, 12.5%. Now in your mind already you must have straight away. What is the balance?
87.5%.
87.5%. Very good. Now we got 4 sons and we got 1 daughter. So how much was they get? Just take them one side. 4 sons, leave the wife out now. How much must they get? 4 sons and 1 daughter. The total they must get. How many shares?
9 shares.
No, how can we 9, Molana? How many we said?
4 sons, 1 daughter.
Yeah. It's right. You see? It's right. Good. So that's good. So 4 sons and 1. Very good. So my mind went to be somewhere else. So 4 sons and 1 daughter. Perfect. So 8 shares for the sons. And 1 share for the daughter. Perfect. It's right what you said. So your master. So 9 shares. So we're going to take now what? That
87.5%.
5% and divide it by?
9.
Then that will give you the share in the... You're getting the picture now.
Sí.
So now you're beating me already, you see? So, mashallah. So, you understood now? So,
sí.
So that is how you will learn it. So, today we gave you a big sabak. What is a big sabak and lesson? But always you, when you work it out, go show somebody else. Because you can make mistake. You must remember that. So, always don't think that, no, you're such a champion and all that, you can't make... We all can make mistake. So, you must show somebody else. You understood? So husband passed away, left wife, so many sons, so many daughters, does that, you worked there. And remember, everybody will start jumping. You know, money is very paisa tabu aru lage, you see. So innahu li hubbil khayri la shadid. Money is not evil. Understand this. Quran used the word khair for money. Allah used the word khair. But how did we earn it? How do we use it? How is our heart inclined to it? Annasu malu ila man indahu malu wa man la indahu malu fa anhu annasu malu. You did it, I'm sure. So people, they love to bend towards people who got maal, millions and billions and all. And if you don't have maal, assalamu alaikum, we're going away. I waste my time, you see. You don't have anything, bichara. That's wrong. So wealth is not bad. It's how we earned it, how we use it, how we're going to leave it for our heirs. You see, like that. An-nasu dhahabu ila man indahu dhahabu wa man la indahu dhahabu fa anhu an-nasu dhahabu. That people love to go to the people who got gold. See, how much gold you got? How many gold coins you got? Oh, Kala, tumhe sakarat macho. Show me zevarat ketla che. Show me how much jewelry you got. So Kala will open a peti and take out all the jewelry. You understood? And that. So when they have that, even the daughter-in-law is looking nicely now. Say, Kala is very good lady. Kala is very good because the jewelry is there. Mm. Like that. So you must remember, when there's nothing, no gold, no jewelry, nothing, everybody make bye-bye, goodbye, and another lay-bye. They finish and gone. You see? So that is the big problem today. So quickly, today we did husband and wife share, and we did daughters and son share. And last point, remember the son, S-O-N, is not a Quranic heir. He is asaba. He is residuary. But the very powerful, that he deprives all the siblings and everybody, the brothers, sisters of the deceased. So that is the khulasa, the summary of today's lesson. So mashallah, you got any questions?
All right.
So mashallah, Maulana said he understood everything. So next week we'll test him again. Inshallah. You must be ready, Maulana. Right, 12 o'clock, inshallah, the news headlines. The full news bulletin, inshallah, with Brother Yusuf Ali. And thereafter, Day of Qiyamah by Moa Suleiman Qatani, 1:05, 1 o'clock Adhan, 1:05 to 1:30. Inshallah, we finish complete Surah Yasin today, inshallah, Aziz. Verses 77 to 83, 1:30 to 2, Surah Kahf, and verses 29 to 31, and then 2 to 3, Brother Yusuf Ali with current affairs. 3 to 3:35, the repeat of this morning's Q&A. 3:35 to 4, Surah Fatiha by Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri, that's in Urdu, inshallah. 4 to 5, Surah Ibrahim, that is chapter 14, with Mohana Ridwan Kaji. 5 to 7, inshallah, Mohana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30 will be the repeat of my tafsir, Surah Yasin, 77 to 83, where we complete Surah Yasin, inshallah. And then, inshallah, 7:30 to 8, Maulana Yunus Patel, 8 to 10, the discussion. So that will be Maulana Arafat and Maulana Salim Karim. It will be interesting, inshallah. And 10 to 11 will be Sheikh Anwar Al-Awlaki, a shaheed. So wonderful programs, inshallah. Make dua for us and the ummah. Barakallah. Jazakallah khair, Muazzaid. Salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We say Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Sahib for the important lessons today. And to all our listeners, Jazakumullah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.